Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
It's your turn again, Danny.
Is it my turn first?
Very lovely verkeer.
On the R21 southbound, roadworks, traffic restrictions before early Wandsfontein Road, queuing traffic there.
Right, and with the school holidays underway, the National Sea Rescue Institute's Craig Lambinen warns parents to keep a close eye on children swimming in especially rivers and the ocean.
In places, rough sea conditions prevail around the coastline with storm seas deep sea, bringing hazardous conditions to parts of the coastline. Recent heavy snowfalls around parts of the inland may cause swollen rivers.
For more information on that, you can visit our website. It's jacarandafm.com. Click on news. And then on the international front, the United Nations interim force in Lebanon warns that further escalation in the Israel-Lebanon border risked having devastating regional consequences. This as Israel said it hit Hezbollah targets and the group struck back. The death toll in Lebanon has risen to 182, with at least 700 people injured. I'm Marlene Fischer. More on these and other stories at 5 o'clock.
Right, let's start with, I suppose it's some mixed news for the Springboks. There's an injury setback for Argentina ahead of the Rugby Championship decider against the Boks in Mbombela on Saturday. Loose forward Marcus Kremer is available for that match after hurting his knee in last Saturday's game. Kremer is the only omission among the forwards from the squad. But among the backs, Ignacio Mendy, Matias Orlando and Justo Picardo have been cut from the trip as the size of the squad is reduced to 28 from 32. SA Rugby has confirmed that Mario Schoeman will be leaving his job as Springbok Sevens High Performance Manager after a decade in the National Sevens setup. Shoes will take up a new post as CEO of the SA Rugby Legends Association from the 1st of November. World Cup winning former New Zealand assistant coach has rejoined the All Blacks camp ahead of their second Bledisloe Cup clash against the Wallabies on Saturday. Known as the Professor, Wayne Smith has returned to provide guidance as the All Blacks look to end their six-year winless drought in Wellington. They have secured the Bledisloe Cup, but the All Blacks are eager to put on a final strong home performance, especially to honour veteran Sam Cane and TJ Perenara. Both players are available for the Northern Hemisphere tour before they depart for Japan at the end of the year. In football, the Friedkin Group has agreed a deal to acquire the majority stake in Everton. The Friedkin Group, which also owns Roma, is led by American billionaire Dan Friedkin and was close to agreeing a deal to buy Everton a few months ago, only to announce it had pulled out due to concerns over loans which the club had taken up with other investors. And the Grand Prix Drivers Association chairman, Alex Wirtz, has confirmed that F1 drivers will meet internally to discuss Max Verstappen's FIA punishment for swearing. I know. Verstappen received an obligation from the FIA to complete a day's public service for swearing last Thursday's FIA press conference. It was ahead of the Singapore Grand Prix. The reigning world champion swore just hours after FIA president Mohammed bin Sulayem called for drivers to refrain from using foul language over the rainbow, and has been incredibly vocal about it, Danny, as well, since and before then. And on Saturday, after the qualification and before the race, he again stood his ground. This is what he had to say.
I went into qualifying, I knew the car was...
Thank you, Max. Let's watch our language going forward.
You will swear anyway. If it's not in this room, maybe somewhere else. Everyone swears. Some people a bit more than others. It also depends a bit what language you speak. Of course, abuse is something else. In other sports, you don't run around with a mic attached to you. I think a lot of people say a lot of bad things when they are full of adrenaline in other sports. It just doesn't get picked up. So I think it already just starts with not broadcasting it. That will help a lot more than putting bans on drivers, because, for example, I couldn't even say the F word. I mean, it's not even that bad, right? I mean, the car was not working.